Hi, I'm Lachie Bradford.
Hi, I'm Robbie Hicks.
And this is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a unique digital agency. Head to narelle.com to learn more. That's NARELLE.com.
So you've had OB and Co, and we get into funny business in a moment, but what have you guys learned from working with each other?
Oh, everything. I mean, OB and Co, I feel like when people say the podcast and all this stuff, it's like it all started with OB and Co with, I think, you're the one who came up with the idea. Maybe you should tell the story.
Well, OB and Co was like, we sold, you know, like slides. We wear them all day, every day still, like socks and slides.
They're comfiest slides in Australia.
And at that point in time, that there was, it wasn't anywhere. So we called ourselves Australia's first slides company. We went hard as fuck. We had no money. We underestimated how much cash it would take to run a business at the scale we tried to do it at.
It's fucking crazy.
And we launched with this crazy influencer campaign. Like, this is going back in 2017, and some of the stats we're having on our Instagram page. We had 30,000 eyes every week on our Instagram page.
No ads.
All organic. But then we ran out of fucking money because we couldn't buy it. Like, we had all this stock, and then stock come in faulty, and then we're like, people looking at us and thinking like this brand was massive. It was just me and him running out of our garage, and that was our real like baptism of fire. Learn by doing, start the thing, get it up, deal with all the shit, learn how to do all the processes and all the shit that would happen to go through it, and then learn the hard way it's not like we have people that could bail us out. We don't have endless cash supplies. We both had jobs. It was a side hustle thing. It was like, well, fuck. You
know?
is that it?
But we all knew that wasn't going to end there. And then from there, it was more like we started Seed Digital Media Agency or whatever. And that was just like small business service where we go in, do the social strategy and stuff. And we were just like testing the waters there and seeing, well, we were just catching up randomly with cafe owners and just seeing what they wanted. And so we've never really stopped. We closed the door on that. We actually sold it on Facebook Marketplace, the business, I think he was a bouncer at Kittens or something like that, a strip joint. And he took them all to Nigeria. Yeah.
It was so weird as well.
It's crazy.
So I remember reading that and thinking it was a joke.
Nah, it's legit. Yeah.
No, he turned up and he had his fucking earphones in. He's this big black dude and he was like, he's looking at us. I'm going, fuck.
Yeah.
He's walking, I lived at this, where our house was at the time, was like the third unit down this block. And he come down and he had all his boys in the car and we just had boxes of these things in our garage. And he's looking at me and we're fucking negotiating on how much he's going to take all the stock for and things. Because we literally made the decision it was going to be more time to try and sell them than it was to just leave them. It was time to move on and do something else. So we made a conscious decision. We could have sold more and kept slogging it out, but we've not failed fast. We learned fast and we decided that this is not going to be a business that we can run with the ambitions that we had without any cash.
And the brand, there was no real brand. And I feel like we just flipped it and done the opposite thing now. Like, we didn't really think about that stuff. We thought, we got a great product, we'll just give it to people and it'll all be good. It's like, no, you need to stand for something, be more than that.
Yeah,
you know,
build a brand, build a community. And that's what we've done from Funding Business. So we made a conscious decision from day one to do it completely different and have all the things up our sleeve that we haven't even started playing in e-com space yet.
Yeah,
but we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that first business is always useful because, like, I remember we started one. I had this argument with my dad about it the other day. It was just like a piece of code and it was like a sort of canvas, like design and sort of spec out, like an MVP of your business. No one used it. I spent I'm pretty sure we spent 10 grand on putting it together with the developer. Just absolute waste of money. But it taught us so fucking much about, and you guys would have had this with OB and Co, you know, it teaches you about a launch. It teaches you about getting people to use it, product market fit, actual conversions. Like, there's so many things that we just missed. And then when eventually we got into the digital marketing space, it really, really helped.
Yeah.
Like, just for having conversations with people. Like, I could say to someone, if you don't do this, you'll fail.
Yeah,
and it's not theory. You're not saying it from a theory point of view, like you've read it out of a book. You're saying it from an experience point of view because you've lived in action that.
Done it, felt it, and I've actually seen many clients or many people do a similar thing. So I find it rare actually the first time someone starts a business, it does well. I don't know if you guys would agree with that, but the people we've interviewed, it's like they've always done something beforehand that sort of just didn't quite.
Yeah.
you know, do it.
It's a rare, one-hit wonders are rare. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to...
Very rare.
It's hard to just hit a home run with your first shot. You know what I mean? Like, it does happen, but it's not really... That's not really reality, you know? And that's the best part about doing a podcast, I think, because sometimes you get people who come on and say everything's all hunky-dory and this, I do this, I wake up at this time and this is what I do, but... I think the real stuff is the challenges and the hardship, and it's fucking hard to do stuff. You know what I mean? So it's chatting about the hard is what makes it, you know?
Mm. So how long did it take you guys to realize with Obi & Co. it wasn't going to work and you were just like, I've had enough?
I reckon it was maybe 6 to 9 months after launch.
Yeah.
And
how many units had you sold?
We'd done close to 4,000 units of our slides, and... Like, we didn't have any other products.
We were in stores and shit. How weird is that?
Yeah, we're in stores. I mean? Like, we're selling wholesale. We're all
Which stores?
Sims Sports in Moonee Ponds.
Sims Sports in Moonee Ponds. We're in a few different surf shops. Shop. WA, Queensland, New South Wales, a store in Tassie we were stocked in.
It's so crazy, yeah.
And we're like, we didn't have swing tags and we didn't like, our product was like, now what
it's
I think
made
of,
with love.
Made with love. There was lots of love coming from our end, but I don't know how it looked. I don't know if there was much love on the shelf coming back.
When you guys look back at that, what would you have done different?
I would have.
If you could redo the business,
I would have had to not start. If we wanted to start something that size, it would be with an understanding that you need. It's like product development cycle. You know, like you need more products coming down the in the roadmap that you can do ready to go. You need more money to be able to launch things. If you're going to run and try and scale it at that point, don't bust your balls and blow it all.
I didn't want to be a shoe salesman though. Yeah, so I don't regret it. I just really didn't want to do that. I want to do this, you know? So it was more like...
How many times did we fucking say that? Yeah, how many times did we go, we looked at each other and we're like, I don't want to be a fucking shoe salesman, you know? Fuck this business.
Yeah. But it, like I said, like it was the brand thing. The more you learn and uncover about, oh, this is like, we'd want to do it this way now, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I always think back on things like how could you have done it differently with the same amount of money?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's always fun to theorize in your brain.
And friends and stuff who always see that you've got something else, you've got another new thing that you're doing. So you know what I mean? Like I feel like some of my friends would just be like, oh, and family are just like, fuck, he's got another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know.
That's the argument I was having with my dad the other night.
Mm.
Like he was just, he for some reason, because he lent me $5,000 for that original business that, what was it called? It was called Startup Lab. Such a fucking stupid thing. And he was like, because I was going through floor plans with him and he just couldn't wrap his head around that we'd move past that shit.
Mm.
Like that was like 5 years ago.
Mm.
And that was a weird experience. Anyway.
Have you paid the $5,000 back?
Oh, I paid him back well and truly, like within a year. And that's the thing I don't understand. Is like
he still wants it, huh? Hey, Dad, I paid you back.
Yeah. He's just got selective memory. Selective memory. He's just classic WOG. He's just on my ass about everything.